It's a life or death decision. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A jury now hearing opening statements at the sentencing trial for Nicholas Cruz, the 2018 Parkland, Florida high school shooter who's already pleaded guilty. Prosecutor Michael Satz says it was cold and calculated.
Mass murder of 14 children, an athletic director, a teacher, and a coach.
You know who else could get the death penalty? Peyton Gendron. If convicted of the federal hate crimes charges, he'll be arraigned on this hour in New York, accused of targeting black people in a Buffalo supermarket, shooting the left 10 dead. We expect to learn more this afternoon about the gunman who shot up an Indiana shopping mall, killing three people and injuring two until he was stopped by another man with a gun.
It appears that a good Samaritan that was armed observed the shooting in progress and shot the shooter.
Greenwood Police Chief Jim Eisen calls him a hero, saying the man had a legal license to carry. A new report from the Texas legislature says there were multiple systemic police failures responding to May's Uvalde school shooting that left 21 students and teachers dead. 376 officers were there, but none took command. The city's released body cam footage.
Okay, guys, he's on inside this building. We have him contained.
Some 15 minutes later, and information is trickling down about kids calling 911 trapped inside that fourth grade classroom. Still, no decisions are being made. While outside, dramatic rescues are taking place. Officers pulling terrified children through windows and getting them to safety until a Border Patrol tactical team breached the classroom and killed the suspect. 1 hour and 17 minutes after the horror began.
Fox's Casey Stegall in Uvalde. There's an extreme heat warning in Britain where it could get up to 104 degrees for the first time. Sky News reports UK's Royal Air Force halted flights at its largest base when a runway melted. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Democrat-led House committee probing last year's Capitol riot plans a primetime hearing Thursday to put a focus on former President Trump's conduct as his supporters stormed in. Congressman Adam Kinzinger, one of two Republicans on the committee, tells ABC's This Week he did little to try to stop it.
We have filled in the blanks. I can't necessarily say that the motives behind every piece of information we know we'll be able to explain, but this is going to open people's eyes in a big way.
And most other Republicans say the investigation's unfair and one-sided. Critical of Kinzinger for taking part, he was one of 10 GOP House members who voted to impeach Trump. Now, jury selection starts today for someone who refused to take part in that investigation.
Former President Trump advisor Steve Bannon was charged by the Justice Department with two counts of contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with a subpoena to appear before the January 6th committee. Ahead of today, Bannon's attorneys tried to get the trial delayed. The latest request was based on leaked audio recordings of Bannon predicting Trump would declare himself winner even before election results were in. His attorney said that audio would bias a jury. Earlier this month, Bannon said he would now talk to the committee after Trump wrote a letter waiving executive privilege, though federal prosecutors say Trump never invoked the privilege when it came to Bannon. The judge said the best way to root out potential jury bias is through the jury selection process. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Louisiana's attorney general is going to court today trying to get a judge to lift a block on the state's abortion ban.
Clinics are asking Louisiana State District Judge Donald Johnson to leave an order blocking the ban in place. Last week, he issued a temporary order halting the enforcement of the statewide abortion ban pending a hearing in a lawsuit that claims the law is unconstitutionally vague. That freed Louisiana's three abortion clinics in Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans to resume operation.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. All this after the Supreme Court undid a woman's legal federal right to an abortion. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 160 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.